With that, we will move on to item 23, Coastal Rail Trail Segments 8 and 9 and Segments 10 and 11, Projects, Construction Cost Reduction Strategies, Value Engineering Analysis, and Track Relocation Memorandum of Understanding with Roaring Camp Railroads. Good morning.
Reagan. Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Grace Blakesley of your staff. As Chair Brown said this morning, I'm here to present you an update on Coastal Rail Trail Segments 8 and 9 and Segments 10 and 11. Segments 8 and 9 extend from Pacific Avenue near the wharf in the city of Santa Cruz to 17th Avenue in the unincorporated area of Santa Cruz County. Segments 10 and 11 extend from 17th Avenue in the unincorporated area of the county to State Park Drive in the area we call Aptos. Report today includes a discussion of funding summaries for the two projects, a discussion of the RTC-led value engineering analysis and coordination with Roaring Camp Railroads to relocate the rail required to construct the trail as designed. Next slide, please. I want to start off with a brief reminder about the project funding and project phases. Projects overseen by the RTC and other public agencies typically step through a comprehensive process before they're constructed and completed. Now, these often involve years of funding, planning and funding strategy. Then they're typically followed by environmental and preliminary design phase construction. And each of these phases require their own funding plan. It can often be challenging for public agencies to find funding for planning efforts and developing early concepts for projects. It can also be challenging to find funding for preliminary design and environmental, which are, again, part of the earlier phases of the project. This is one reason that the passage of Measure D in 2016 is so instrumental in moving these projects forward. It allows us to advance some of these earlier phases. As shown on this slide, the planning efforts for the Trail Master Plan and associated work was developed using a combination of federal earmark funds, funding from the California Coastal Conservancy, which continues to partner with RTC on coastal rail trail projects, and RTC state designated planning funds. The environmental and preliminary design were funded by local funds, primarily from Measure D active transportation category and some Measure D local funds under the neighborhood category, which are allocated directly by the local jurisdictions. These early investments made these projects more competitive for state and active transportation funding, which was awarded, which provided funding for final design, right-of-way, and construction phases. And something I think is helpful to clarify, in the project delivery world, we often refer to right-of-way, and folks think about only property acquisition. It also includes costs for environmental mitigation, which is a key component of something we've been discussing around the Coastal Rail Trail projects. Next slide, please. In the previous slide, the successful state active transportation planning grant provided funding for portions of Coastal Rail Trail Segments 8 through 11 final design and the majority funding for the right-of-way and construction. Funding requests for these projects were based on cost estimates developed in 2022, and it also included a 10 to 15% contingency. These cost estimates for the two projects were updated in 2024, reflect industry-wide escalation, new information about environmental mitigation costs, and refinements to the design, primarily related to retaining wall types, alternative structures to reduce environmental impacts, which includes a addition of viaducts, which I'll talk a little bit later about, and a drainage plan for the trail within the right-of-way and next to the trail. Based on the 2023 cost bidding environment, this information was used to update the cost for the Coastal Rail Trail projects in 2024 and resulted in a projected funding gap of $43 million. It's important to note here that construction cost estimates will continue to be updated throughout the project development. And although the cost can typically go up due to escalation, which is one reason project sponsors try to balance the need for cost-reducing strategies that may delay project delivery with delivering projects as soon as possible. This slide provides a summary of the estimated project cost and estimated funding needs that I mentioned on the prior slide. The combined $16 million in additional funding for segments 8 and 9 and the additional funding need for $27 to $28 million for segments 10 and 11 gets us to that $43 million funding gap for these projects that we've been discussing with you since April 2024. A key aspect to note in this table is that the cost increases are generally attributed to the increased right-of-way cost, again, including that environmental mitigation cost, as well as the construction cost estimates. Just to note, currently the City of Santa Cruz is updating their environmental mitigation plan for this project and updated costs. The costs are expected to come down. We are still working through those details. We have brought to you previously discussions about different Measure D funding scenarios that close the potential funding gap. And we discussed this with you both in April 2024 and September 2024, but the RTC has not actually programmed any additional funding today. Should the RTC decide to program additional funding, we would recommend that that occur at a later date when we have final project cost estimates and are closer to construction. And I want to just note that the cost estimates are on the screen right now. We're developed prior to the discussion we're going to have now about cost reduction strategies. Next slide, please. Data cost estimates that we were provided in 2024 that showed that $43 million funding gap, the RTC directed staff to pursue cost reduction strategies. New cost reduction strategies pursued by staff include a value engineering analysis by an independent firm and develop a partnership with Roaring Camp Railroad that would transfer the cost of track relocation where needed to construct the trail next to the rail. The Roaring Camp Railroad. The value engineering analysis was organized and funded by the RTC at a cost of approximately $50,000. Next slide, please. The findings of the value engineering analysis are included in attachment 2 of the staff report. The analysis allows this process that we went through allows the design team and a facilitator without our history or knowledge of the project review the project components, provide their perspective on design and costs. Although these teams don't have the benefit of working through all the project details that resulted in the current design, they are experts in their fields of design and construction. There's a real benefit to bring the value engineering team on board because they potentially have different backgrounds and experience and to evaluate the design approach that we're pursuing and discuss with the current designers what might be an alternate approach to the project. The independent review resulted in several findings, as you'll see in attachment 2. It's estimated that these findings could result in cost savings of anywhere between $31 million and $62 million if all the recommendations were feasible. Some of the findings included reducing the trail width to reduce retaining walls required for construction, modifying wall designs, replacing viaducts with retaining walls, changing the viaduct design, delaying construction of sections of the trail or realigning it onto existing roadways and bicycle and pedestrian facilities, and reusing track materials. Next slide, please. One of the value engineering findings is to modify the design of the viaducts proposed at the project. And I just want to take a minute to provide you with some perspective of how we work through this process. So here are some images you might have seen before as part of the presentation of the Coastal Rail Trail projects. And these are renderings of what a viaduct would look like when constructed next to the rail. They're primarily recommended as part of this project because they minimize environmental impacts in sensitive areas. What was identified in the analysis is that an alternative and potential less costly design from the construction standpoint would be to fill in this area with material and construct the top trail on top of the hill. This is a good example of where the team is considering trade-offs between costs and potential environmental impacts. Next slide, please. Next two slides are just maps just to give you a quick idea of where some of the viaducts are located, and you can kind of see how the design team works through this process. So you'll see the red shows where viaducts are located. This is segment 9. You have a viaduct that crosses over Pilkington Creek, one that approaches Woods Lagoon or the harbor on both sides, and then as well as crossing over Leona Creek and I apologize, I just got progressive glasses and I'm still kind of working through this. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, here's segment 10 viaducts. You can see that there are a number of them. There's a very long one expanding around New Brighton, and then others around Borregas Creek, and a couple others. So this is the kind of thing that the design team looked at and the value engineer analysis looked at and then brought back to the design team. And now we're discussing where it makes sense to make some changes and where it may not make sense to make some changes. If you have specific questions about the specific viaducts, we have the city and county here to answer those. Next slide. I haven't gotten ready. Okay. Roaring Camp Railroad Memorandum of Understanding has been another key piece of the cost reduction strategies. It would allow us to reuse the existing track materials as identified in the value engineering analysis. But furthermore, it would transfer the cost of the track relocation outside of the two Roaring Camp Railroads. Roaring Camp Railroads has been working with RTC to help identify options and how we would do this and incorporate this as part of the project. So far, we're about the 30% design level. We've identified about 10,000 feet of track relocation required. And it constructs a 12-foot trail, 12-foot wide trail, the 8-foot paved trail, and then 2-foot shoulders on either side. We've estimated that the cost savings from asking Roaring Camp and working with Roaring Camp to relocate the track at their own expense would reduce the project cost for the two projects by $9 million. As a railroad operator, Roaring Camp is very well suited to complete this work. And we want to recognize Roaring Camp's efforts and the collaboration that they have been working with us on and develop and enter into this memorandum of understanding. It's very significant for the Coastal Rail Trail projects, and we really appreciate their work with us. Next. I'm going to give you some reference shows where the where we anticipate having track relocation as part of the project. Here we have four different locations. They include around Fifth Avenue in the unincorporated area all the way out to Leona Creek. They include area from Live Oak Avenue to El Dorado and east, and then again east of 17th Avenue to Rodale Gulch Bridge, and then from Rodale Gulch Bridge out to 47th. Some of these areas are being revised based on the value engineering analysis or being considered revised. And when we're talking about the track location, it's kind of helpful to think about how much. So you think about the track center line, and in some cases it's as small a shift as 8 inches or something, and then other areas it's more like 8 feet. Slide, please. Okay. So in terms of the project designers, now they are creating a scope of work to try to integrate some of the findings from the value engineering assessment. This involves looking at retaining wall features that might be able to be changed to reduce costs, changing wall designs, updating the plans to remove the rail relocation as part of the trail project. Project sponsors are not pursuing delaying portions of the project or the realignment of the trail outside of the right-of-way at this time. Of note, some of these changes are also potentially increasing the cost to develop the final design for the project. Coordinating with Roaring Camp as part of the value engineering assessment recommendation to pursue the rail use, you'll see as item 2 on your staff report today that RTC staff recommends pursuing a Roaring Camp's railroad offer to relocate the track at their expense and entering into a memorandum of understanding, which would be followed by a temporary license agreement that we have to do. Next, please. So I received some questions from members of the public about why some value engineering findings are not being pursued. So I just wanted to touch on a few reasons. The reasons primarily include that it was identified as not feasible from a constructability standpoint when both the Coastal Rail Trail project design team leads met the value engineering analysis team. Potential new significant environmental impacts in some locations is a reason that we wouldn't pursue that strategy. Also, if there was a potential significant reduction in the project benefits. In some cases, we looked at the concerns about being able to implement a recommendation because of regulatory requirements. And then also in some cases, we found that the cost savings identified in the value engineering analysis may not be as significant as initially thought. I really want to recognize the collaboration with the City of Santa Cruz, Segment 8 and 9 project manager, Matt Starkey, who is here today. in the County of Santa Cruz, Segment 10 and 11, project manager Rob Tidmore. They value engineering analysis has required significant collaboration with them and their design teams, and are here today if you do have specific questions about how that will be implemented as part of their design in the future. Next slide. But I wanted to touch on a few other things that are being worked on as part of the Coastal Rail Trail project design. In addition to incorporating the value engineering analysis findings to the project design and removing the track relocation from the trail design project, RTC is also working with project sponsors to potentially adjust the trail design to accommodate future passenger rail as aligned and envisioned in the zero emission passenger rail and trail project. This is a way that we're trying to strategize to reduce any future throwaway costs for these projects. The project team, including RTC and the city and county, recognize that there may need to be future adjustments to the trail alignments when there's passenger rail is constructed. We're working to avoid changes that require significant changes to expensive infrastructure like the viaducts or retaining walls. Also, I wanted to note that the project team, the City of Santa Cruz, is considering new design options for the trail crossing at Woods Lagoon, which is at the harbor, based on a recent seismic study of the railroad bridge across the Santa Cruz Harbor. The current design assumes that the trail would be cantilevered off the railroad bridge, and the team is now exploring all other options. And I wanted to note this because this may increase design costs. Staff will return to you with additional details about what the city is considering for this crossing when more information is available. One more slide. Okay. So on the, we've talked a lot about the cost side. So in part, we'll talk more about the increased funding side. So directed staff to continue to pursue these projects. I wanted to let you know that RTC staff has submitted applications for 3 different federal grant programs. These federal grant programs are highly competitive. RTC and the Coastal Rail Trail projects received the highest ranking the project can receive in their 2024 RAISE application. It was not one of the approximately 150 of the 350 projects that received this ranking. RTC is working to improve the RAISE application to be more competitive as part of the 2025 RAISE cycle, which will, grants are due, I believe, January, February next year. Recently submitted both a federal, it's a similar kind of active transportation program grant, as well as a reconnecting communities grant. And this is the first time the RTC has applied for these programs, and we're still waiting to hear back. I wanted to acknowledge Max Friedman of RTC staff, who has been at RTC less than a year, but led development of both the ATP and reconnecting communities grant. Also on the funding side, a reminder that state funding for this projects was programmed in 2022. And at this point, RTC staff has not identified new state funding source for these projects, but we will consider to pursue grant opportunities as they arise. And then again, these projects are both recipients of Measure D active transportation category funds, which are programmed by RTC. Other funding options for trail projects the RTC could consider are the Regional Surface Transportation Program funds and the State Transportation Improvement funds programmed by RTC as part of their consolidated grant program. The next call for projects for the consolidated grant program will be in fall 2025. Last slide here, the staff recommendations. So today, staff recommend that you're receiving this information I've provided on the cost reduction strategies and funding pursuits, and that you provide authorize the executive director to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Roaring Camp Railroads for the relocation of the tracks as needed, to allow for the construction of the Coastal Rail Trail within the rail right-of-way. That concludes my report.
Thank you.